fried chicken and mama's cornbread. I got a V8 for this cherry red. I heard a little voice inside my head. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
The Paul Thorne Band returns to Helena for two shows, June 12th and 13th at the Malco Theater in Helena's historic downtown. Shows start at 7:30 each night. Tickets are available at kingbiscuitfestival.com. I've got Paul Thorne on the phone. Paul, great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Good. Yeah, I'm all right.
We have a show called Arkansas Roots where we feature not only Arkansas musicians, we kind of focus on Arkansas musicians, but we also focus on musicians who are performing in Arkansas. And you're not an Arkansas musician, but you come here a lot.
Yeah. You know, since I've been playing the King Biscuit, after I played it the first time, they've really been really nice to me. And they've invited me back every year since the first time I played here. And then started doing shows at the Malco, and we built it up where we could do a couple nights, so things looking up.
Yeah, now these shows coming up in Helena, I believe your eighth time playing at Helena, and then this October, as you mentioned, it'll be your sixth year in a row playing the King Biscuit Blues Festival.
That's right. I always enjoy seeing everybody when I come.
How do you describe your music if someone asks what kind of music do you play?
It's just songs written by a guy who failed the sixth grade and got fired at McDonald's because he couldn't keep up on the grill.
Most of your albums are all original tunes that you've written yourself, but you got a partner that you co-write with.
Yeah, Billy Maddox. I'm 50 years old, and he and I have been writing together and working together since I was 17. He's a little bit older than me, Billy is, but when I met Billy, he was already having success as a professional songwriter. He had just written a big song for Hank Williams Jr. called If Heaven Ain't a Lot Like Dixie, I Don't Want to Go. Mm. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Billy wrote that, and Billy started out as a country songwriter, but he was a person that really showed me how to put a song together. And I'm not really a country singer, but the way my songs are written, they're written in the style of a country song, which is a story. At one time when country songwriting was really well done, you had, you know, back in the day of Kris Kristofferson, Roger Miller, people like that, the heavy-hitting songwriters. Those are the type of songwriters that Billy learned from and studied, and then Billy passed on his knowledge to me and became a mentor for me as a songwriter. And all this time later, we're still working together.
She's got a tattoo on her shoulder. It's some blue eye with a tear. She got it drinking one night when her thinking wasn't clear. He was short but good looking. Rugged green eyes, an animal charm. That silver tongued devil inspired that love scar.
The title track to Pimps and Preachers tells about your two major influences in your life.
Yeah, growing up, my father was a Church of God preacher and a Pentecostal preacher, and his brother, my uncle, was a pimp. And as a kid, I was around both of them, and they were, you know, like dark and light. But actually, as time went on, that I realized that they were both dark and light. Because nobody's all good and nobody's all bad. You know, we all have good in us and we all have bad in us. Mm-hmm. It really taught me a lot, and actually made me more tolerant. Sometimes when we see people that ain't like us, we want to say bad things about them, but until you walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you don't know anything about them. You should just give them respect right off the bat until they show you otherwise, you know.
Now, you kind of answered what I was going to ask, and that's what you gained from getting that mix of light and darkness, that yin-yang when you were growing up.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's just, you know, like I said, my whole thing is nobody's all good and nobody's all bad.
My daddy had a Cadillac, my Uncle Joe a Ford. One was Satan's angel and one worked for the Lord. They had some hard-earned wisdom. They both became my teachers. I was a young disciple of pimps and preachers.
A lot of musicians, you grew up in church, and you know a lot of musicians grow up singing in church, and you can still hear a lot of gospel influence in a lot of your songs.
Yeah, one of the benefits of my dad being a Pentecostal preacher when I was a kid is, you know, we mostly attended the churches where the white folks attended, but we also visited the churches where the black people attended, and the music was different to black church. It was more of a rhythm and blues style gospel. And back at the white church, it was more like a country western gospel. And so that's really why my music has gospel sounding things in it, even though I'm not a gospel singer. The growing up in the church, going to the black and white churches, that's where every bit of my musical style came from.
That's another thing I wanted to ask you about, because, you know, most folks, growing up like you and I both did in the South, growing up going to church, especially in the 1960s, 1970s, you either went to the white church or the black church, but you got to experience both. Now, how did that happen? And tell me a little bit more about what you took away from each.
Well, you know, it's not a secret that, you know, there's even today there's a lot of racial prejudice. I guess they still have black churches and white churches, but now they're more integrated, which is good. But during that time, it was not very many white people that went to the black churches. Me and my family was, you know, when you went to a black church, you didn't see a whole lot of white people, but you saw us because we loved everybody, and we were there, and we enjoyed being with the black people, and they enjoyed being with us. Most people never got that experience, you know. Elvis Presley, who lives in my hometown, Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, he went to all the different kinds of churches, too, and that's where he got everything he did. Even his little hip shaking, where they had to edit him off the Ed Sullivan Show because he was being obscene with his wiggling, when in reality all that wiggling he was doing came from church. You know, when people were shouting and speaking in tongues, and in church they would dance in the spirit. And so what was perceived as sexual on TV and got banned was actually something that came from church.
And you got to see both sides of those church traditions in the music, the different musical traditions of both sides.
Yeah, got to eat a lot of good fried chicken, too.
I bet you
did. They had that at the black churches and the white churches.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're in church on Sunday morning, everybody knows the Spirit of God leaves at 12 o'clock. He knows when it's time to get out of there so that we can get to our chicken. You know what I mean?
Got a successful music career now, but at one time you were actually starting to make a name for yourself in boxing.
Yeah, for about 10 years I was a professional boxer, and the fight I'm most known for is in 1988. I fought one of the greatest boxers who ever lived, Roberto Duran. It was on television, and the fight was scheduled for 10 rounds, and after 6 rounds, when I sat on my stool, the doctor came to the corner and saw that I had a horrific cut on my lip and my eye was split open. They stopped it between the sixth and the seventh. So he won by six-round TKO. But he had to go get stitched up, too, because I busted his eye open sometime during the fight. And so I feel pretty good about being able to say that, at least. You know, he knew I was there. He was the better man, but he knew I was there.
Now, you mentioned that fight in your song Hammer and Nail.
I climbed in a ring with Roberto Duran, and the punches began to rain down. He hit me with a dozen hard uppercuts, and my corner threw in the towel. I asked him why he had to knock me out, and he summed it up real well. He said, I'd rather be a
You're a storyteller. Your songs are derived largely from things that you've learned, opinions you've formed, and people you met along the way or things that you've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
One of your more recent albums is called Too Blessed to Be Stressed. It's, I believe, spent over 40 weeks on the Americana music charts. It's a little bit different from some of your previous work.
Yeah, it was an album of positive anthems. All the songs on it are very sing-along, and they've all got a positive message in them, and that's just something I wanted to do. I think it's something the world needs. I wanted to make some music that made people feel better.
Too blessed to be stressed. Ah, too blessed to be stressed. Ah, too blessed to be stressed.
Out behind the new Taco Bell at the Blue Oasis Motel, everybody's checking in to stand here the whole weekend. The Johnson family reunion has become an institution. They all wear the same red t-shirts on the front. It said these five words: too blessed to be stressed.
Too blessed to be stressed. Too blessed to be stressed.
Well, tell us about these concerts coming up in Helena. You're playing two nights. Is it the same show both nights?
Nope. The first night we're going to do an acoustic show, which it's the entire band, but it's like an MTV Unplugged where we're playing acoustic instruments, and it's a lot more stripped down sound, and it's a whole different group of songs, and we've been doing it about a year, this acoustic set, and people seem to like it. So we're doing that the first night, and then the next night we're going to do a traditional, you know, electric show.
The Paul Thorne Band returns to Helena for two shows, June 12th and 13th at the Malco Theater in Helena's historic downtown. Shows start at 7:30 each night, Friday and Saturday night, and tickets are available at kingbiscuitfestival.com. For KASU and Arkansas Roots, I'm Mark Smith.
To be stressed. We are to blessed to be stressed.